State lawmakers proposed a bill to ban fracking last week, but one city, Culver City, already has taken a big step in that direction. In October, the city council approved a resolution to wind down drilling within 5 years. Staff are working on an ordinance now. The city hosts 10% of the Inglewood oil field, which has been drilling for about 100 years. Former Mayor Megan Solly Wells says neighbors are troubled by reports of miscarriages and cancer diagnoses in parts of the city.
Cancer over cancer over cancer in the communities closest to the oil field. We have a ton of anecdotal stories of people in our community who look at the pollution that's happening at the oil field site as the culprit.
She adds, more data is needed. The LA County Department of Public Health is studying the area to determine any link between oil fields and health problems. And the California Air Resources Board is about to start monitoring air quality around the state's oil fields. At a council meeting, mineral rights owners called the plan an unconstitutional violation of their property rights. The city council commissioned a study that showed that the current operator will recoup their investment by this year. Solly Wells says to fight climate change, we must keep fossil fuels in the ground.
Not just in our energy, but in our transportation, in our housing policy, in our waste management. We're really trying to model what we would like to see statewide and internationally.
The plan calls for retraining workers to remediate the site. The other 90% of the Inglewood oil field is in an unincorporated part of LA County. Solly Wells hopes that the County Board of Supervisors will consider a similar approach and redevelop the site into a new Central Park of the West. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.